So welcome back to the next podcast for Three Slow Guys Running Marathons. It's me, Brian, with our co-host, Doug. We're here today to talk about Run Disney and some of the races that have been going on over the past few years. Now, I know, Doug, you just did earlier in the month the Walt Disney World Dopey Challenge. For our listeners who aren't very aware of how that whole program and race is, can you kind of maybe describe it for the group, and then, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, sure thing. So just taking a step back from Dopey, Run Disney is a group that you run, you know, they're basically part of the entertainment subset of Disney. Then they put on all the events at Disney World. They have a season, and that starts in November with the Wine and Dine, runs through the second event, which is the Walt Disney World Marathon, which I'll talk about in a second. And then there's two others, the Princess Race, and then now it's what's called Springtime Surprise. The Walt Disney World Marathon has been going, it's over 30 years. I believe there's about 79 people that have run every single one of them. And so they're considered what's called perfect. But the originally, it was a marathon, and then they added in other distances in a half marathon, a 10K and a 5K. And 11 or 12 years ago, they got the idea that, hey, if somebody is, you know, dopey enough to run all four races, then they'll get a special challenge medal. So there are a select few that are committed to doing this. You start off by getting up at, you know, 2:30, you know, in the morning, leaving at 3, getting to the parking lot for Epcot so that you can get into your corral around 4:45 a.m. And on Thursday, you run a 5K. On Friday, you run a 10K. Saturday, you run a half marathon. And Sunday, you run a full marathon. So over the course of the entire, you know, weekend, you run, I think it's 48.6 miles. Trying to look at one of my, I have one, several of these medals right now. I'm looking at them right now. Yeah, 48.6 miles. and so I'm fortunate enough that I live close enough that I can do this every year, not to worry about travel or hotel. But I have done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dopeys so far. That means I've run 6 marathons, you know, with a half, 10, and 5 as a challenge. This particular one,
yeah,
it was, it's always interesting in Florida because weather is never consistent. This one was cooler. So the marathon itself was overcast for the most part, cool temperatures, nice breeze, really good conditions to run in. Did rain on the half and the full. And the half actually this year, because the rain was followed by lightning, which is a concern for Florida, they actually cut the course. So instead of running 13.1, we only did 7. So
okay.
A lot of people were, you know, upset. They wanted the distance, so they would run in the parking lots. I've been previous years where the heat has been so bad that they'll cut the course. So one year, I think we did 24 miles instead of 26. Because people were struggling with heat stroke. But you start, you run your races with the marathon. You run through all four dry parks, which is Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom. So if you like theme parks, I love doing these races. I recommend them.
So where do you are? Okay, so I have a question on the course. Are the courses normally, is it all on Disney property, and where does it normally start and where does it normally finish?
So Disney property is huge. And so all of the parks are on the same Disney property. So Walt Disney World is a huge landmass. So what is considered Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, they're all on Walt Disney World property. In addition to 2 water parks and 2 golf or mini golf, 3 full golf courses, and they even have their own community called Golden Oaks for people that want to live in a house in a gated community and have Disney cast member type service for everything that you would do, from your lawns to, you know, delivering the mail.
Wow. I did not know there was actually houses where people could live there on the Disney property. Okay, so what's the course itself, like let's say the 5K, where would you start and where does it finish?
So they all start and finish in the Epcot parking lot.
Okay.
In the 5K, you start, you run around Epcot and finish there. The 10K, I actually will not remember the parks. My wife is much better at this because I just run them. But the 10K goes through two parks. The half will go through two parks, and then the full goes through all four.
Oh, goes through all four. Oh,
Yep.
that's pretty good. Okay.
Yep.
And then I was going to ask you. And so these races, what they normally start at, what, like five in the morning?
So they always start at 5 in the morning. Depending on the size, though, they may have so many runners. There are some runners that won't actually start until 6. So I've had it where I've done the last corral start, the last wave. I've had it where I've been, this for the marathon, I was B1. So I was in corral B, but I was in the first wave.
Okay.
So there's a huge gap in how long it takes, but everybody gets funneled through. I will say they never stopped running these races, unlike, the ones that we did in California. So they are incredibly polished on how they handle runners. Very smooth, very fast. They understand that people that come to run a Disney race aren't coming to get a Boston qualifying time. They're coming for the experience, get some character pictures, see the backside of Disney parks that you would not normally see. It in and of itself is a whole Disney experience.
Okay. And then generally, like the corrals, are there like, is there a lot of time between corrals? And how, I don't know if you know the corral sizes or anyway.
It's it varies. So there's been some many years ago, it was about a consistent 2 minute gap between corrals. So you'd have from the end of one of a wave, sorry, in a corral. So you'd have the end of one group, a 2 minute gap until the next group started. If the group took 5 minutes to start, you'd have a 7 minute gap. That's been reduced significantly in recent years. So they're firing them off faster. This is a concern for your standard Disney runner because they're a lot of the Disney, the Run Disney community, they do the what's called the Jeff Galloway, run, walk, run method. And their times are generally slower. So whereas we talked earlier, Brian, you can do, a sub 2 hour half marathon. The average, Run Disney runner will do it probably around 3, 3.5 hours. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're out of shape and slow. It means that they're enjoying their time, taking pictures, experiencing the parks. If the cutoff time is 3.5 hours on a course and you're taking 3.5 hours, it's a big deal. So starting earlier and having those corrals spaced out gives you more time to get some pictures. Maybe you are a slower runner. Maybe you want to take advantage of the fact that running through a theme park, you have a very nice bathroom as opposed to a port-a-john. In the community of Disney, they tend to refer to that as indoor plumbing. So you'll see someone, say, "Oh, I need a break. I'm going to wait for indoor plumbing." That means they're waiting for a bathroom in the park that's a proper bathroom, stalls and everything. So, but because they've been firing corrals off faster, that gap time is getting lower. And in this, the marathon, it was a big concern because the sweeping crew was very close on the heels of people that normally would have had, an extra half hour to 40 minute cushion. They did not have it this time.
Okay. Now you're talking about the sweeping time. So I know colloquially that's probably what the balloon ladies who kind of walk around at the end. So what normally is their pace for a balloon lady? And then what happens like if the balloon ladies pass you?
So the balloon ladies are interesting. So they're famous in the Run Disney thing. Their pace is supposed to be a 16-minute mile flat. Now, they walk. They do not run. They do not run walk. They always walk. They walk at a, they're very fast walkers, but they always keep that 16-minute pace. They are always the very last corral. Everybody finds out who they are, puts them in the tracker so they can kind of get a sense of where you know where they are and the how far behind them, what kind of cushion they have. What is interesting is that nowhere does Disney say the balloon ladies are the sweeper. They are just the indicator of the last runners. There are course moderators that are usually on bicycles. They're the sweepers. So they're supposed to tell you, you know, hey, you're running slow, whatever. I have seen people get passed by the balloon ladies and still be allowed to finish. I have seen people who have never seen the balloon ladies get put in a bus because they weren't going to be able to maintain the course time.
Yes. Cool. We could talk about that a little bit later.
Okay. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Okay. So I've run one race with you in Disney World, and I absolutely loved it because I remember I ran running a half. I guess it was at Epcot, and I don't remember the location anymore where we started.
They've always started at Epcot since I've been doing them. But was that the Star Wars race?
Yeah, the Star Wars race in 2019. Mm-hmm. Yep. Before the pandemic,
Yep.
Yeah,
I remember that. So yeah, because the theming was changed. They used to have the light side of Star Wars in Disneyland, California, and the dark side in Florida at Disney World. Then when Disneyland got rid of the races, they changed the dark side in Florida to just Star Wars Rivals. So they both were light and dark. So I'm actually looking at one of my medals now that's got Anakin / Darth Vader and then Luke, you know, young and old. And then they flip back and forth. And then pandemic, they just canceled them. And so when they came back with what's called Springtime Surprise. And nobody's really sure if Star Wars is coming back as a theme or not.
Okay. Now, what are some of the – well, I love that race. And we loved running that because we ran that every year at Disneyland. What do you think is the – and I know you do a lot of those, the events in Florida. What do you consider, I guess, the most popular, or what do you find the most popular out of all of those events that are happening there at Disney World?
Now, that's a great question. So by far, by numbers, the most popular race weekend is Princess, which is in February. I like that one the least. I'm just not a big Disney Princess fan. But if you think about the community, adult community that follows Disney, they tend to identify with the princesses, you know, Anna and Elsa from Frozen, Belle, Eric, you name it. Okay. I'm much more a Hatbox Ghost from the Haunted Mansion kind of guy. So, which, you know, plug for Disneyland coming up in September, the Halloween race is all about Haunted Mansion. Right. So, now if you're a generic Disney fan and you want to do a race, you'll probably do Princess. That's historically what it is. If you're a runner who just likes Disney, you're probably going to do the marathon weekend and go for the Dopey Challenge. If you're, you know, stupid like me and can't pass up a challenge because you're too dumb to realize that you're getting older and you shouldn't do these things, then you do the most complicated thing, which again is the Dopey Challenge, which is what I've done every year. So I will probably do it until I have to be wheelchaired around.
All right. Okay, what do you think is, I know they're always theming Run Disney events in Disney World, but is there one that's least popular out of all of them?
So, ironically, it varies based on the medals. So, Disney releases prototypes for the medals, you know, concept art, themes, and then they actually release the medals. And usually that's what'll kill people. If they love the medal, then they've got to go and they'll figure out a way to get in the race. If they don't love it, then they might skip it. The very first Springtime Surprise, the 10 miler, which is the longest of the three races, was the Tower of Terror 10 miler. It was a tribute to the Twilight Zone, you know, hotel, what in California is now Guardians of the Galaxy. And I loved it. I wanted to do that race, you know, badly because of the medal, because I loved the ride and everything. The next year, I think it was something about finding Dory or Devo or something. I don't remember, but I didn't care for the medal. I almost skipped the race just because there was another race that I wanted to do that weekend over another part of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find on the Facebook groups and everything that when someone sees the medal they don't like, they'll start nagging on Disney, and then it just goes out of control. Because if there's one thing that mob mentality rules on, it's anti-Disney sentiment on Facebook.
So, okay. All right. And then, so before we jump to other events, what do you think Run Disney does well at Disney World? You said that everything is pretty well oiled. The crowds go out pretty quickly. I'm assuming water stations galore everywhere. Do they have goo and chomps and things like that everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, the field of choice tends to be halves of bananas on the longer races, and then the power bar jelly beans, you know, and then sometimes goose. I've seen sometimes honey stingers, but you're absolutely right. The races, you do not need to have your own water as long as you're maintaining a decent pace. And by decent pace, I mean, you can run a 6.5 hour marathon. You will have more than enough water. Plus, when you go through the parks, you've got all of the water that you would get associated with the parks, the fountains and what have you.
Right.
so I've had more than a couple where I forgot my water bottle, but I was fine. It didn't matter. Disney Medical is really good. I feel that in Florida, they partner with Orlando Health, and they're very well situated. So if you've got a problem with chafing or got a headache, or something, they're really well and get set up to take care of you. I think probably the one thing I like the most about Disney, which is because they own the property, you're running through a bunch of streets, but it's all Disney World property. So they have complete control over the traffic flows.
Right.
So, I mean, you and I have done a couple of races where somebody's been upset that the road was blocked and they raced across when they thought they were safe and could have hit a runner. You do not have that fear in Disney in any way, shape, or form. So I do think that's something that really helps some people when they're trying to run and see all the traffic.
Yeah. Okay. And what about the expo? Where is that normally?
All right. So I'm going to pivot us because we want to talk about the California Expo.
Yeah.
Or the California race too. So as far as expos go, I feel that the Disney World, all of them, all the races, because the expo is almost exactly a carbon copy for every one of the four, is one of the biggest and best. I would compare it to when you and I did the Chicago Marathon. That was that 2017, I think.
Yep.
That was a good marathon. I mean, hell, remember at the expo, my wallet got stolen and we didn't even notice it. The New York Marathon Expo, you did that one, I didn't run that one with you though. They're significantly better than San Francisco Marathon. It's bigger. It's a very good marathon on all levels. Now, pivoting to the next race that I want to make sure we cover, which is the California races.
Yep.
The expo in California was a little bit more disorganized. It was significantly smaller than I ever remember. Now, I'll caveat that with, I'm very happy with the Disneyland races and recognize that there's been a 7-year gap. So Disneyland, the crew out there is kind of remembering how to do stuff. But I do remember the expo being significantly bigger when we first started doing those races. I think 2014 we did the first one.
Yep.
So, but I mean, on that front, I'm a little jaded because I came right from Disney World Marathon to California. It was exactly 7 days on the spot when I went from Expo to Expo. So I'd be curious, given that you didn't run Walt Disney World, what were your thoughts of the Expo in California?
Well, now we're talking about Disneyland. So last, I guess probably 2 weeks now, a week and a half ago now, there was the Disneyland half marathon weekend at Disneyland in Anaheim, California. So I was able to run the half, but I know Doug, you did the Dumbo double?
So the dump, most Disney challenges are only for the latter two races, and this is a good example. So the Dumbo Double Dare was for the 10K and the half.
Okay.
I did run four races that weekend. I ran the 5K, the 10K, and the half for the challenge. And I was fortunate enough to run the 1 to 3 year old 100 meter dash with my baby girl.
Nice.
So that was fun. So she got her medal and I got, you know, that. And because I didn't mention this to you before, I'm going to say it now. I do not publicly talk her name. So we refer to her as baby girl on anything social media related. So
yeah.
Just since you know her name, everybody.
Yep. So, okay. You did all three races, and this is the first time a race came back to Disneyland.
You still haven't answered my question. What did you think about the expo?
Oh, I got there on Saturday. And so I will tell you that there was hardly any merchandise left on the shelves. So there were a lot of shirts, but there wasn't anything. Like, I wanted a coffee mug. That's probably the only thing I wanted. And I, you know, as you know, I will always get a coffee mug wherever probably we go. But they didn't have anything. There were hardly any pins left. I think there were only kids' pins left. And I saw there were ears, but most of the stuff was probably shirts and jerseys. But probably some stuff that I didn't really want. I mean, I saw you on Sunday after the when we had breakfast. I was like, oh, that jacket looks pretty cool. I was like, obviously, I didn't even see that at the expo. And I saw a lot of stuff like on the Run Disney Marketplace, like, you know, probably similar theming of the shirts that we got for the race. But I was like, oh, that's a nice color. It's like in teal. Like, oh, that would have been nice to see that at the expo. But I didn't see that.
Weekend one. Yeah, that was for the specific, you know, race weekend. The other, what I had was the Magic Key We're Back jacket, which I do love.
Okay.
But the secondhand markup for Disney is actually one of the problems. People will go in and buy all the gear and then sell it online.
Yeah.
And I was seeing, jackets that I bought for, I think I bought my jacket for $39 or $49. At the expo, and it was selling for $700 online.
Oh my God!
It's very bad. And Disney tried a couple years ago to get around that by saying, "All right, on any one person when you're purchasing, you can only buy two items of a single SKU or barcode." So what people started doing was they'd buy two things, and then they go out and come back in and buy two more, and go out and there are ways around everything, and mm-hmm. you know. Unfortunately, it's gotten to the point where if you want the gear, you have to pay to join what's called Club Run Disney and get in early. Otherwise, you have no chance. So it is a sad state, but it is something that, you know, we see every single Disney race.
Yeah. I mean, I barely got into one race. I mean, I know how hard it was just to even get into one of the races, but you know, it seems like you do need to pay to play in order to get into kind of some of these races. So, but before we go into that, let's also talk more about the logistics of this race here.
Yeah.
So, the 5K. I think what I've read, that was all in Disneyland itself, right?
It was. So the 5K started on Main Street at the hub in front of the castle. We started off going towards the Matterhorn, ran around the inside of the park and on the outside of the park. And it was a fun, very short, very quick shakeout race. For me, I was remembering, you know, where you and your son and I, you know, had that conversation about, you know, Biofreeze versus something else, where you and I waited for your wife to catch up to, you know, all these things are coming back to me memory-wise.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. And it was a quick race, but it was starting on Main Street was very interesting because it wasn't, I don't know, I would say it was a cool experience, but probably not the best place to start a race. Because you had to funnel everybody into certain areas and then start them running down a very narrow path. So I'm very glad that I got to do it. I doubt they'll do it again for a 5K.
Okay.
And then the 10K and a half, you were there for them. When we used to run those races, they always started, you know, either on the street right by the parking lot or in the parking lot behind the Disneyland Hotel. This time it started in what is the new cast parking lot, which is across the street away from both Disneyland and California Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a bad place to start or finish. I don't know that it's better than what I remember. It's different, you know, and it seemed to work for them. So I suspect they'll do that one again going forward.
Yeah, I just think they're having probably, you know, there's probably something going on in where it was before, right? Because it was in the parking lot between the Disneyland Hotel and the Mickey and Friends parking structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm assuming there's more stuff going in. And I think in the 7 years of when they had that last race there, they built an extension of the parking garage, right? And so, and I think it's come even more in.
Well, and they were also doing some construction. So
yeah,
if you were to come in the backside, because one of the fun side stories is when Brian and I met inside Downtown Disney to, because we used to always start off at a Starbucks and then after the races go to get a pastry or something at the La Brea Bakery.
Yeah.
La Brea has long since gone, but when we went back in to try and get some, you know, oh, we're back, you know, pictures, Brian went in on the security side of
on
the
Harbor
main entrance.
Yeah.
And I left my hotel whilst he was in line. I Ubered to the parks. He was still in line. I decided I wasn't going to try to go to that side, so I went to the back side for security. He was still in line. I got dropped off. He was still in line. I walked through an empty security. He was still in line. I walked all the way to the other side of Downtown Disney and waited for him to finally get through security. So it was quite an interesting experience. So,
I will say it was probably more because I don't know. I happened to go into a line that looked like two separate lines that merged into one. And then, you know, that is like, it's so far away. You can't even tell.
It was funny, but
yeah,
but I mean, yeah. So I agree with you. I think they're still kind of figuring a few things out.
Yeah.
There was construction that was going on back there. I know that there's a lot of angst and anger on all the socials about how bad this race was run, this whole weekend was run. I honestly think that people need to just relax. One, Disney hasn't done this in California for a long time. Two, I get the sense when I read a lot of this that people feel that things aren't fair or that they're entitled to something. And, you know, I always looked at Disney as a nice to have, but not a God-given right that I deserve, you know, all the stuff at Disney. I'm lucky that I'm able to run this stuff. And you only got to run one of the races. I got to run three.
Yeah.
And, you know, there will be days when I won't be able to run any of them. You know, and I'm always, you know, the chance to run through the Disneyland parks again, regardless of whatever anyone says is like, oh, this was bad. It was cold. It was this, whatever. I think it was awesome. You know, and I'm very glad the races are back at Disney in California.
It was special to run back in there. And, you know, I just like you said, I was having flashbacks of when we used to do this. So I think, yeah, my first race was in 2014 at Run Disney. And then 2014, I think I did the Avengers. 2015, they started the Star Wars thing, right? So in 15.
No, it was 14.
Oh, 14?
Remember I met you. And then through rather interesting circumstances, I had a job change 2 days later. So I know what year that was.
Ah, okay. So that was in 14. And then, I think I did the Avengers race twice, and I must have done all the Star Wars at Disneyland. So yeah. I guess that was four of them. But yeah, it was special to be back in the park. I think this time, though, I didn't have... Well, let's talk about the logistics of the half, because that's what you and I ran together. We did meet at that parking at the parking lot on Disney Way. So it was fine. I think, you know, they had a lot of corrals there. But it felt like, I don't know, it seemed like there wasn't enough space for the corrals, but it seemed like very, like, small. I don't know, what did you think about that? Was there enough room for you? And
there was more than enough room, I think. They were small, but I don't think the corral, my feeling was they intentionally kept the participation in this race smaller than normal. And like, you were in corral A, I was in corral B. I didn't feel that either corral was crushed, smashed. There weren't people that were waiting to get into the actual staging area. You know, everybody that wanted to be in A was in A. Everybody that wanted to be in B was in B. And the same for C, because I looked backwards to see. I didn't see beyond that. I know there were people that were upset that in Florida they do it in waves. So a certain number of people go and then they stop and then let a little bit of space and then other people. With Disneyland, they let all of A went, then all of B went, then all of C went. I feel that something like that, you know, people just want to complain because they can.
Because it's different.
Everybody, you know, everybody's the greatest football coach when they're sitting at home in their lazy boy chair. I will say this. It was cold.
Oh, yeah.
That morning, all the mornings were very cold. That was, you know, we were fortunate that we had Mylar blankets, but even it was not warm. And so that's not something Disney can control, but that did make it a little bit miserable to have to get up that early and wait in that cold for about an hour.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I agree. It was colder than probably normal, than you would expect. So, okay. And then, so we ran the half, at least, started on Disney Way, ran down to Harbor, made a left on Harbor, then a right on Catella. And then I mentioned this to you, but that's when I fell. I guess I must have
taken
one of those little speed bump things on the ground. So that's kind of my fault. But I got back up and figured I was going to finish this race. So made a left on Harbor, right on Catella, and then you go into the backside of Disney,
right on Disney Way, and then in the backside of California Adventure.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What did you think about California Adventure and the way I think you start, like, you're basically running through the back lot, and then I think you enter in around Cars Land, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
What did you think about California Adventure? Do you think they spaced everything out, or maybe the back lot side? You know, before you get
back, that was about the same as it always was. I'm not, if you ever run one, it was fine. You see a lot of the, you know, the backside of Disney. So how they do a lot of stuff. It's weird for me because I used to work for Universal Parks and Resorts. So having seen that on a daily basis for years, it's, I'm not the guy that's going to go, oh my God, this is so awesome. Just cause I've seen it so much.
Yeah.
But what I will remember is, one of my favorite running pictures is of you and me when you were doing your Captain America thing, and we're running in California Adventure by World of Color.
Oh,
and that's going. They didn't have that going, but with the California Adventure, since the last time they did this, they've done the San Francisco, Tokyo, you know, overlay for what was the San Francisco Pier. And the way they lit that up, I thought was amazing. Just running through it, it looked awesome. I have several pictures of it. You know, it one of those where if you and I happen to have been at the same point in time running through that, I would have probably said, let's grab that picture to one of those PhotoPass people and compare it with our World of Color pick.
Yeah.
Although both of us had less gray hair, you know, 7 years ago.
Oh, that was fun. Okay, so did you stop in for any pictures inside California Adventure?
Oh, yeah.
Any of the characters? Yeah.
We stopped everywhere. I mean, we took our time with these races.
Yeah.
We enjoyed them. I said this earlier, we do not run Disney races for PRs. We run them for the experience. So,
did you stop for a picture with, like, was it joy or anger? I think
I'm not a big Inside Out fan, but I do have Cruella. I've got Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas. We have the Disney DuckTales. You know, we
go. Oh yeah.
So, I mean, the general way that we run these picture wise is the 5K is not a chipped or timed race. There's no course limit, so we take every single picture you possibly can. The 10K is a timed race, so at 10K we take pictures with any character that we didn't get on the 5K that we want. The half, because it is a timed race, and sometimes I've dilly-dallied a few times and realized I need to step it up or else I'll get swept. For the half, we will only stop opportunistically. So that picture that we absolutely have to have, one year here, they had Fat Cat, and nuts. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I got to get that. I also got Darkwing Duck that race too. But it's either something you have to have or where there's just no line whatsoever. You get in, get out in a matter of seconds. And this is, you know, there's a whole bunch of us that do this as a group.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, someone will get a pick, run ahead, we'll all catch up, you know, we'll all flop. But, I mean, so I guess we stopped for a lot of picks, but you finished a good 45 minutes before us. Did you stop for any pictures?
I took pictures. I didn't want to stop because, actually, I'm training for a marathon. And so I was using this, I'm running a marathon in April. So I was using this race as my, as like a test for that race. I think generally I probably would have slowed down, but no, I didn't really stop for pictures other than me taking them. So I did take pictures as I went. And because I fell, I also, you know, added some extra time that I was hoping not to, but generally I didn't stop. But although if there was line was short, I probably would have stopped for joy because I do love Inside Out. I think that was a great movie. So then we run through Disney California Adventure. We went by Avengers Campus, which was cool. And then we went to Paradise, Pixar Pier now. And then we went through that little pathway that goes in between like California Soaring over to Disneyland. And so at Disneyland, I think there we started down Main Street again, where you started the 5K. And then did you run through Tomorrowland? Well, I guess we ran through Tomorrowland, but did you run in Tomorrowland when you did the 5 or the 10K as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Like, it's funny because I know we ran, I remember running from DCA to DLR. I know it was the exact same course in DLR all 3 days. They didn't deviate at once. So, I mean, obviously, you know, we walked the front part of Main Street to where we started for the 5K, but otherwise, every single part of those was the same, up to and including when we left the backside of the park. So you run through the inside of the park, you run through the exterior, and then you left through a cast exit onto Ball Avenue, I believe, is where we left.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And then we hit, went over the overpass for I-5. And then did a quick, you know, couple miles around Anaheim. I will not remember the street, but I do know that, you know, we were, you know, back of Anaheim. We went into the Honda Center, which is where the Ducks play, you know, hockey. We went through the Anaheim Angels. Although when you and I ran it last time, we went in the park. This time we did not go inside. We went around the outside of it.
Yeah. I felt like we were doing kind of a lot of like switchbacks within that parking lot.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was, well, not cool to do that, but I thought running through the stadium was pretty awesome when we did it. Cause
I did too.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah. That was fun. And then basically up and went through the parks and then made a straight shot back to where we started, that Disney Way parking lot.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Okay. So as we kind of wrap this up, I got a couple more questions to ask you, Doug. So, I know there's some complaints about, Disneyland and, you know, and probably some of the things with it being like their first race back there in like 7 years. What do you think some things they could probably do better, kind of in the future. I mean, it's not an indictment anyway, because I will do a Disney race at least once a year if I can. But what do you think they could probably do
once a
better?
Year? You amateur. the only thing I would probably say would be on the colder days, maybe have a little bit more support for warmth. Maybe put the Mylars out beforehand. I don't know. And then I learned many years ago with other races, and I think you might have actually told me this. It's better to have your own water for those periods of uptime in between the water stations, because then you can drink when you want to, not when you have to budget it out. Yeah. And I feel that the water stations were a little bit spread out. Now, I had water, so I wasn't in danger of anything, and it didn't bug me. And I made it through with plenty of water the whole way through. But I think if somebody was not the seasoned runner, didn't have their own, you know, handheld or belt, they might have struggled with it. So I could see that, particularly on the Anaheim side when we're in the city, because you don't have access to the fountains like you do in the parks. Like I said, I mean, I think it's also jaded because, you know, I've run so many races. I've run so many bad races that this was far from a bad race, but my estimation. So, no,
I agree
that was
with
good.
You.
I mean, a 1 point for an intersection to make sure that everybody turned right. They had three huge, like moving trucks that angled the turn. You know, and I've had races where I've missed the turn because that one cone with the one arrow wasn't easy to see around the 15 people that were walking side by side. This way, you couldn't possibly miss it. You know, there was a lot of things that I thought Disney did better than other races.
Yeah, and they were definitely, you know, they were out there, you know, warning. There were a lot of cast members kind of out there warning about steps, potholes, or, you know, any sort of like danger, potential danger. So I think they did a really good job of that. The only thing that I would probably say is some of the water stops kind of within the park may have been a little tight, because, you know, that's besides the expo, which I know they'll probably improve for better, but I think the water stop placements probably could have just been a little bit better in some areas.
No, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Because I heard that later corrals at some points were at standstills where people just were not moving for a minute or two. I remember this from the very first race I ever ran. It was that first Star Wars race. I think it was my first one at Disney. And I was just getting into running, you know, like seriously. And you had just gotten, I think you'd just gotten back from Germany. I don't remember. And you were all about, you got to run faster, get better times and improve. And I was in that mindset, and I turned a corner and I hit a dead stop. And I remember screaming at the top of my lungs, like, what the, you know, and that was it. That time was done. And I was in a standstill. And I think because of the fact that you run the backside the way you do, there's only so many places they have wide area, and they probably need to make sure those areas stay wide for other reasons. So it is frustrating, but I do agree with you. There are a couple that were just too narrow.
But I think overall, I if I was to rate the race, I loved it. With the happy face, thinking like, oh man, I want to do one of these races again. So I gotta talk to my wife to see if I can convince her about you know, if I can even get into the August race. Of course I'm gonna do it. No, it's such a magical experience, and it was really fun.
Definitely agree. Plus, it's always good. I mean, you know, I will always do these races, and I don't live in California anymore, so it's a good way for us to kind of keep, you know, connect. And the exit, going back to the Earl of Sandwich and Starbucks, I mean, I've got strong memories about, you know, every morning just knowing that I was going to meet you at Starbucks, and whichever one of us got there first was going to get the coffee, and, you know, we'd walk to the start line. So, I mean, we got that picture with the Star Wars race of us in the trash compactor, remember?
That was fun.
Yeah, you know, just memories.
You know, that's one thing I miss about, well, like with the Star Wars stuff, they had a lot of the movie props. So it looked like movie prop sets. And, you know, I remember we did the picture of the one I can't remember the animal's name, but we were upside down.
The Wampa Cave.
Yeah, yeah.
And you looked so stiff. I remember that.
Well, you're supposed to be hanging upside down.
I forgot about that one. Yeah.
So, man. That's good times.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
So, well, okay. I'll ask you one thing. Well, you only saw one medal, so you were happy with your medal. So I guess I can't ask you this question, but
yeah.
I'll ask it to me and then I'll answer it. So I walked away from that weekend with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 medals. Classic one for the child race. Mm-hmm. The coast to coast, because coast to coast is a special challenge where if you run a half marathon in Florida and in California within a race season, you get a special medal, which I got. And I had one from before, so this is my second one. The challenge medal for the Dumbo Double Dare, which was cool, but the half marathon medal was amazing. And that's the only one you got, but I think you got the right one. I was going to say, of all the medals, which one did you like the most? You know, from an artistic perspective, I think that half medal, marathon medal, was just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, so, I've seen pictures of the other medals, and I really thought this one was well, at least the half one that I got. I saw the 10K and I saw the 5K, and I know the 5Ks are generally like the plastic rubber ones. But I always thought they always do make the half marathon medals just a little bit better than everything else. And I think because of maybe it coming back after 7 years, I thought it was really well done. I was actually just looking at it just a minute. Yeah, I think I like that medal. And it had the old Disney D logo.
Yep.
Yeah, and it has like Mickey and Minnie on there running and like with on springs or something. So it's like almost 3D. So yeah, it was really well done.
Yep, and they're probably selling on eBay for $400 right now.
Yeah, probably. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, thanks for talking to me about this race. I mean, you know, obviously Run Disney, I don't do it as often as I did before, but you know, something I'll definitely take a look at again, but I'll definitely look to you for advice. Maybe next time we can go into a little more detail about, that run etiquette thing you were, maybe we.
That was the next one. That's relevant for all races, but
yeah.
The Disney World Marathon actually kind of set me off. And that wasn't the race itself, it was the runners. We'll talk about that in another show.
Okay. All right, my friend, I think we'll wrap this one up. So another good Run Disney event in Disneyland, California. I'll look to do one with you probably later in the year. But thanks again for dialing in, and we will talk later. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me. Take care. Okay.